Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Sportcast. It's a Monday and we're looking at the big sports news over the weekend. You're listening to Brian. Cricket first. And even though India lost the first test against England on Saturday, a bright spot for the visitors was captain Virat Kohli. He was the highest scoring batsman in the match, with the match saving 149 in the first innings and a fighting 51 in the second. He nearly won the match single-handed. Kohli has now moved to the top spot in the ICC's test batting rankings, moving past Australia's Steve Smith. Kohli is the first Indian batsman to accomplish this since Sachin Tendulkar in 2011. Steve Smith had a 32-month-long stay at the top of the rankings before Virat Kohli upstaged him. The Indian skipper is now 5 points clear of Smith, but will have to do well in the 4 upcoming tests if he wants to finish the series as a top-ranked batsman. Besides Kohli, only 6 other Indian batsmen have achieved the ICC's top rank in tests: Tendulkar, Dravid, Gavaskar, Sehwag, Gautam Gambhir and Dilip Vengsarkar. Some great company for Virat there. If you're interested in the points earned for this year, Kohli has 934 after the first test. Don Bradman sits atop this list like every other batting stats list with 961 points. Steve Smith is second with 947 points. He's also currently the number one ranked ODI batsman. England won the first test against India in Birmingham by 31 runs and took a 1-0 lead in the 5-match series. The second test begins on the 9th of August and will be played at Lord's in London. There will be one big change for the home team. All-rounder Ben Stokes, the man who turned the match for England in the fourth innings at Edgbaston, will be unavailable for the Lord's test. He will be replaced by Chris Wokes. Stokes has a court hearing in the city of Bristol. The all-rounder got into an altercation in public last year, which also cost him his vice-captaincy. England have also made another change for the second test. Batsman David Malan has been dropped and 20-year-old Ollie Pope has been drafted into the team. Malan, who came in at number 4 for England in the first test, has managed just 74 runs in 5 test innings. He scored 8 runs in the first innings at Edgbaston and 20 in the second. Ollie Pope has scored 684 runs in county cricket this season at an average of over 85. He also scored an unbeaten half century against the India A team last month, participating in a 253 run win. England national selector Ed Smith said, "David has not found his best rhythm this season and it may be that his game is better suited to overseas conditions." An update on the finals of the 2018 Badminton Championship in China. PV Sindhu, who qualified for the finals after a rousing win in the semi-final against Japanese player Akane Yamaguchi, lost to Carolina Marin in the final match 19-21-10-21. This is Sindhu's second silver medal at the championships. She also finished second in the 2017 event held in Glasgow, losing to Nozomi Okuhara of Japan. Marin had also defeated Sindhu in the 2016 Olympic badminton final. The loss stung PV Sindhu, who said, "It is very frustrating to lose again. Last time also, I had played the finals. It is quite sad and I have to come back stronger and get back to the sessions and prepare for the next tournament." She added, "A bit sad because I was expecting a good one, but overall a good match and I'm happy. I came to the finals and winning and losing are part of life and I have to take it as it is." Sindhu is the only Indian shuttler to earn 4 World Championship podium finishes. In addition to the silver in 2018 and 2017, she also won 2 bronze medals at the 2013 Guangzhou and 2014 Copenhagen editions. Carolina Marin scripted history with her 3rd World Championship title. She had early won in 2014 and 2015. Speaking on Marin's performance, Sindhu said, "I think overall she played much better. In the second game, I made too many errors. My smashes were going out. I can just say it was not my day." Football news now. And Chelsea's new manager, Maurizio Sarri, had a not-so-great start to his time with English football. Manchester City's Argentine player Sergio Aguero scored a double strike as they beat Chelsea 2-0. Maurizio Sarri was hired after Antonio Conte was sacked last month as manager. The Premier League champs Manchester City pretty much dominated a listless Chelsea. Manchester City's winger Leroy Sane of Germany was forced off the field after an injury at halftime. Manager Pep Guardiola had a nervous moment there, as he looks forward to his team's Premier League opener against Arsenal on August 12th. Interestingly, the last time a team won the Community Shield and went on to win the Premier League title was in 2010-11. That was Manchester United. Manchester City are favourites in the upcoming season to defend the Premier League title. On the other hand, Chelsea are starting from scratch. Previous manager Conte's tenure was an unhappy period for Chelsea and the previous Premier League season saw them finish 5th. Eden Hazard wasn't available for Chelsea as he is recuperating after the 2018 World Cup. Therefore, the team bought out 17-year-old Callum Hudson-Odoi in his place. The teenager was a rare bright spot for Chelsea with his pace and nimble footwork. Some news on the Sri Lanka-South Africa ODI series. The third one-day match was played on Sunday at Palakkale and the hosts lost once again to the Proteas by 78 runs. South Africa have clinched the five-match series 3-0 with this win. Reeza Hendricks, on his ODI debut for South Africa, made a quick fire 102 off 89 deliveries as the visitors scored 363 in their 50 overs for the loss of 7 wickets. He was supported by JP Duminy, who scored his second 50 of the series. David Miller and Andile Felukwayo also chipped in with a quick 51 and 24 respectively to add 98 runs in the last 7 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka did not even bat out their full 50 overs. They lost wickets regularly in trying to keep up with the asking rate. In the end, the home team managed to score only 285 before being bowled out in the 46th over. South African quick Lungi Ngidi took 4 wickets while Felukwayo claimed 3 wickets. A bit of cheer for Indian golfers as Gaganjit Bhullar won a maiden European tour title at the Fiji International. Bhullar played a brilliant chip in eagle on the 17th hole for a one-stroke win over Anthony Quayle of Australia. Heading into the final round, the 34-year-old golfer from Amritsar soaked up the intense pressure. He holed a monstrous chip from outside the green for an eagle 3 at the 17th to head into the last hole with a one-time advantage over Quayle. This is Bhullar's first title on the European Tour. He has 9 previous Asian Tour titles under his belt. Bhullar is now the most successful Indian player on the Asian Tour, overtaking Arjun Atwal and Jyoti Randhawa, who had 8 wins. Bhullar said, "I've been playing really well. It was just a matter of time and I'm glad it happened on this stage." He also gave credit to course designer and Fijian legend Vijay Singh for his advice. "I spoke to him and he offered me some advice and that kind of inspired me. I am thankful to him as I look up to him a lot," he added.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.